Welcome to Habitual Excellence, presented by Value Capture. This podcast in our firm is all about helping you and your organization achieve habitual excellence via one unifying focus, one value-based structure, and one performance system. In other words, it's about helping you capture dramatically more value through achieving perfect care and perfect safety for patients and staff. To learn more about Value Capture and our services, visit www.valuecapturellc.com. Hi, this is Mark Rabin from Value Capture. Today's episode is essentially an audiobook style reading of a chapter from a book that we published called A Playbook for Habitual Excellence, A Leader's Roadmap from the Life and Work of Paul H. O'Neill, Sr. So I'll be reading a short chapter from the back of the book that I wrote that's a summary of the quote-unquote playbook. If you'd like to read the whole book, you can get it as a free PDF through Value Capture. Go to valuecapturellc.com/playbook or look for a link in the show notes. You can also get the book through the Amazon Kindle store in Kindle format. It's only 99 cents. You can buy it if that's more convenient. And it's also available in paperback format for $9.99. Any royalties on the book are being donated to a nonprofit organization that Paul O'Neill supported in Pittsburgh called the Neighborhood Academy. And we hope you'll check out the book one way or another. Again, free PDF, Kindle format, or paperback. Go to valuecapturellc.com/playbook. And now here is the summary of the playbook. Summary of the playbook by Mark Rabin. When I first started studying Paul O'Neill's speeches, my one reaction was that he was laying out a playbook that could be used by leaders, especially by CEOs who were new to an organization in any industry. When I interviewed retired Alcoa executive Bill O'Rourke in this Habitual Excellence podcast series, he spoke of using O'Neill's playbook when he took the challenging opportunity to lead Alcoa's business in Russia. O'Rourke said, "I think it's easier when you're new because people will expect the change, and you expect yourself to be a new leader and to drive change. But it can also be done with existing leaders who have an enlightenment when they decide, now I'm going to drive change in the organization." So O'Rourke was able to follow O'Neill's playbook, which included starting with safety and aiming to be the best in the world at everything you do as an organization. Across O'Neill's speeches, a playbook emerges. What follows is my attempt to summarize this playbook. The playbook is a system that's built on principles. If you don't share the principles, such as nobody should ever get hurt at work, then I wouldn't expect his playbook to work for you and your team. If you try to copy just part of the system, such as setting a goal of zero, I also wouldn't expect this playbook to work. So elements of the playbook include the following. And I'll add, I don't think these are necessarily in any order, but these are elements of the playbook that could be used and adapted. Make a commitment that nobody should get hurt at work. The same could be said about patients in a health system. State that you want to be the safest company in the world and the best at everything you do. Stop the use of the word accident, which makes it sound inevitable or something God wanted, and use the word incident instead. Realize that only the leader as CEO can create the environment and the culture that allow people to do great improvement work and take action toward that end. Recognize that it's a privilege to be in the position of leadership. Visit sites and where the work is done and make these commitments to workers in person. Say that you won't make anybody budget for safety improvement. You'll find a way to pay for it. Give out your personal phone number and tell employees to call you if the safety commitment is not being met by local managers. When you get that first phone call, thank the employee and follow up immediately with the plant manager or hospital CEO, depending on the circumstances. But note, word will spread that you are following up on your words with action, and this will be a big benefit to your culture change efforts. Set goals at the theoretical limit, such as zero harm, but do not bludgeon people with that goal. Use it as an inspirational and aspirational goal. Encourage root cause problem solving instead of papering over problems. take away excuses such as it's not possible and it's not in the budget. Practice extreme transparency with information across the organization, including reports about injuries that start with the worker's name to humanize the situation and keep it from being just numbers. Publish employee injury data publicly on the company website. State metrics in ways that are easy to understand, such as using the number of infections, not the rate of infections per 1,000 line days, for example. Establish a real-time safety information system where any injury is identified and recorded within 24 hours. Share this information with the entire organization. Learn to, quote, ask questions like a third grader and to keep asking why. Create a more egalitarian culture, for example, questioning why executives get perks like free coffee and Danish that are not offered to factory workers. And finally, focus on safety. That's something that everybody can commit to. It's unarguable. You'll end up on the path to habitual excellence related to everything the business does. I deeply admire the clarity of purpose that O'Neill had. I appreciate his playbook and his true respect for every employee, going beyond their physical safety. He wasn't just about words, he was also about acting on and leading according to his principles. So there are some questions for reflection and discussion. So one, what elements of the playbook do you see that are missing from the list above? Two, what would your hypothesis or expectation be if your organization got a new CEO hired from the outside who articulated and followed this playbook? And three, could a CEO who had been at an organization for a while suddenly start following this approach? What reaction would you expect from the organization? What challenges would the CEO face and how could they overcome them? So again, to get the free ebook, go to valuecapturellc.com/playbook. Again, there will be a link in the show notes and there'll also be links for how you can get the book via Amazon. Again, the Kindle book is just 99 cents. The paperback is under $10. Again, this collection of transcripts from Paul O'Neill Sr. Very, very inspirational, very applicable, whether you're in healthcare or any sort of organization. So again, I hope you'll check it out. If you have feedback about this playbook, you can email me, mgraben@valuecapturellc.com. I'd love to hear your thoughts and your own reflections. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to Habitual Excellence presented by Value Capture. We hope you'll subscribe to the podcast, and please also rate and review it in your favorite podcast directory or app. To learn more about Value Capture and how we can help your organization on this journey to habitual excellence, visit our website at www.valuecapturellc.com.